views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hey everyone, I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading edge teaching on the planet so that you can discover true empowerment. Well, hello, Sabrina.
Hello, Christine.
How are you doing today?
I'm awake.
Yeah, you've had a very exhausting week or two, haven't you?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. As you, well, you know, you've been right there with me with the book proposal aspects of it. But
right.
Well, in addition, then Brandilyn, my oldest daughter, got married on Saturday, so we had a wedding here with lots of family.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I've seen some of the photos, and she was absolutely beautiful, and they're such an adorable couple.
They really are. They look like they've been a match made in heaven, is what everyone was saying. They look like they've fit together forever. So it's wonderful to welcome Zach into our family. I'm thrilled. I couldn't have asked for a better son-in-law. But I have to tell you, I'm just thrilled with how everything turned out so well, having an outdoor wedding in Colorado in October and having perfect weather.
So what was the temperature?
It was about 69 degrees, and we had a little bit of cloud cover, so it kept the temperature a little bit lower, but it was nice and clear as far as, you know, no chance of rain or anything like that. It wasn't any kind of storm clouds in the air, but it was very interesting because months ago when she first set the date and said she wanted to have an outdoor wedding, we started looking at some venues, and some of them, you know, in the park areas, they were very limiting in many ways. And then there's ones that you can actually rent. And some of them went for like $5,000 for a day just for the rental.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Just for the rental. And so, you know, we're obviously having a very non-conventional, a little bit smaller wedding. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe or have the budget for one of those $25,000 or even $100,000 weddings, you know.
Right.
So she had kind of given up on the idea of having an outdoor wedding, and I slept on it that first night after we went looking the first day, and I just realized how powerful we are, that we can create anything we want, and that we don't have to be limited by beliefs that, you know, the weather's not going to be good, or the first few venues we looked at didn't work out. And so I made one phone call to the county where we live, and I was given amazing advice on where to look next, and that was where we ended up scheduling it, was at the Bear Creek Lake Reservoir. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wonderful. So it was an outdoor wedding, and the weather was perfect.
It was. And everything she wanted.
Yeah, and I love the photo of the two of them, because first of all, they're both wearing sneakers, matching sneakers, and it's so cute. And, you know, she's got that beautiful little white dress on, but with the black sneakers, and Zach's got the black sneakers on as well. But then he's wearing a lavender shirt, and she's got lavender hair. I absolutely love that. That's matching hair with shirt.
Well, exactly. And actually, her sneakers were a gray that matched Zach's pants. So her hair matched his shirt and her sneakers matched his pants.
That's great.
It was really cute.
Not a conventional wedding. So with the ceremony, were they actually, did they write their own vows? How did that go?
Oh my gosh, I'll have to tell you. It was one of Zach's friends from Arizona, where he has lived for the last 9 years. And his name was Jeremy, and he officiated the wedding. He had a ceremony already written up, and Brandolin and Zach said, please do that, you know, because neither one of them felt very comfortable in writing their own vows. Uh-huh. And as he's doing the ceremony, which was absolutely beautiful, he had memorized, and so he wasn't fumbling through notes and was very graceful. It was beautiful. And then he came upon the Apache blessing, as and I recognized it because that's what me and my husband had at our wedding.
Wow.
I had no idea who was going to say it. And so it was incredibly special that he ended the ceremony with the same blessing that my husband and I did. And I tell you, I feel like it's a very powerful blessing, and it works really well for weddings.
Well, that's great. And what I think is so wonderful about this is this was a unique wedding on a budget, and it sounds like it was just such a wonderful, wonderful experience for the bride and groom and for the family as well, I'm assuming?
Yes, and you know, the feedback, oh my goodness, I've heard my brother-in-law said it was the coolest wedding he's ever been to.
That's great.
Everyone absolutely loved it, and she did the whole do-it-yourself, the reusing glass jars and things like that to make tabletop lanterns, and I made terrariums for the centerpieces, and so it was very much a whole reuse, recycle theme and do it yourself, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was just
beautiful.
That's
fabulous. Well, I think that so many people, when they're going to get married, particularly women who are going to get married, think it has to look like a certain, you know, it has to be at a certain venue, it has to look a certain way, their dress has to be a certain kind of dress. And it's wonderful if that's really, really what they want. But I think for a lot of women, what happens is they look in the wedding magazines and say, oh, my wedding needs to look like that. Or they see it in a movie or on television. Oh, my wedding needs to look like that. As opposed to what would actually make my heart happy? You know, what is actually suitable to who, you know, my fiance and I are. So I think it's great. It's a great example.
Oh, it is. And that's what so many people commented on, was how it just suited their personalities so well. You know, it was just very fitting for who they are. And their authentic selves came through, and it was just beautiful. And, you know, one of the interesting things was everyone was looking at me strangely the day before, the family that came in town and were here, and even the morning of, when we were setting up for the wedding.
Were they looking at you strangely because you had purple hair too?
No, I didn't. I didn't dye my hair lavender, but kept it the normal red. But, and you know, it was just that they were so surprised as the mother of the bride that I wasn't losing it, that I wasn't completely stressed out. And I'm like, forgot that that's what I was supposed to be, you know?
Well, I mean,
and it was
it's not a matter of the wedding itself, but it's all that family coming in, which of course creates a whole other level of stress, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And thankfully, they all stayed at the hotel, so that helped a little bit,
right?
You know, keep the stress levels down. But it does, you know, you're trying to spend time with them, but you have certain responsibilities that you need to get done. And for some, unfortunately, this is probably going to be their last trip here to visit us because they're aging and in a certain health state that may not make it to another visit out here. And so it was very special in many ways that we had that time and opportunity. But of course, it's never enough time, you know?
Right. Well, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. And, you know, it was on the heels of some intense preparation to get your book proposal in. You and I were both working on book proposals. So leading up to the stress of all this was a whole lot of work. And so how did you keep your balance going from one thing to the other?
You know, and that could be the fact that I was just so relieved to have the book proposal in that I was numb. I don't know. It's been definitely, I shared last week how I felt like I've been in this altered state with this sensation of swaying, this internal swaying going on. And that has continued to be with me. So I'm not sure, but I can tell you that my normal mode is to be extremely stressful, to you know, try to do too much and then take it out on those closest to me. And my husband commented, and he's like, you know, this whole book proposal, you just did everything because you did it with grace, with such grace.
That's great. Yeah. And I think that you and I were talking about this last year. Last year. Boy, it's been a very long week. A week ago feels like last year.
It does.
last week we were talking about getting into the flow, sort of connecting to the field, to source, however you want to view it, in order to allow the writing to come through. And there's something about getting into that space where once you've done it, you don't want to disconnect because it feels really good.
It does feel good, and it feels like you could just stay there forever until you realize, you know, somebody either calls your attention away from it or you have to go to the bathroom or get something to eat.
Right. You know? Right. And, you know, when you're facing a deadline, you know, you and I were facing this deadline of we had to get our book proposals in. It's the Hay House Writers Conference contest, and we had a deadline of Thursday. So you and I think Thursday afternoon, we're both submitting our book proposals, you know, towards the very end of that deadline. So, you know, it's either panic and force things or really focus and get into the flow. And that focusing and that allowing, you know, for me, it was a beautiful experience as well. And you and I have talked about that. And there's just something very, very magical about getting into that connected space. And
well, you feel definitely supported. I know I do. It's just like, oh, goodness, okay. And as it is flowing, it just feels like it's already created. You're just going through the motions to allow it to burr through you, you know.
Isn't that strange? But, you know, scientists talk about how that time is really an illusion, that everything's happening simultaneously. Okay, don't anybody who's driving right now get into a car wreck. I know that's a whole lot to wrap our minds around, but it's like right now we're just focusing on this moment. And so it looks like this moment just came after the last moment. It's about to come before the next moment. But really, it's kind of like everything's happening simultaneously. So tapping into the field, to the universal intelligence, to just access the book and to write it sounds kind of like a paradox, but it makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense. And it's a heck of a lot easier than trying to force it to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's never a fun thing to force things. And I'm, you know, I can be a master at that as well, but the quality of what comes out is nowhere near as good. Well, we're approaching break time right now. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our Diamond Combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we've been talking about the importance of being in the flow whenever we approach some of the bigger projects or life events ahead of us. And Christine, what were you saying about being in the flow about your book proposal? How did you notice the difference for you?
Well, first of all, I was working on a different book proposal at the time, and you and I discussed some things, and things shifted a bit. And so suddenly I was in this moment of trying to figure out which direction to go, because, you know, I've been working on two different books in my mind, you know, for a very long time. And I tuned in, and I knew that I was needing to go a different direction. This was like 8 or 9 days before the book proposal's due. And by the way, for those of you who are listening who've never completed a book proposal, oh my goodness, they are a lot of work. So anyway, I just tuned in and I got that information. Okay, it's time to, you know, write your own story, and there's some more beyond that. And so I said to my guidance, you know, okay, folks, if this is what the direction you want me to go, I need you to download the structure for me right now. I need to see what the chapters are. And so suddenly within 30 minutes, I had the entire structure of the book proposal, of the book, table of contents put together with some titles that had both a serious line and a more lighthearted line, the one on, my first chapter, Divine Guidance. The subtitle is, but I didn't listen to that inner voice, you know, things like that. So it was like, okay, oh my gosh, there it is. And there's one thing I wasn't even planning on writing about. And so I had gotten into the flow, into that connection. It's like, okay, well then that's the answer. You know, it came through quickly, so I know I'm supposed to go that direction.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a matter of kind of connecting and saying, okay, well, what is it I want to say here, and what's this about? And, you know, I moved a couple chapters around ultimately, but it just sort of was about getting into that flow. And one of the things I recognized when putting all these pieces together, including the market analysis and the competitive analysis, is this story was not, I wasn't ready to write this. I mean, yes, I could have written portions of the story, but seeing the big picture, it wasn't time yet. And so for a few years, I've been saying, oh, I need to write a book. I need to, you know, it wasn't time yet. And now it was the perfect time. And I had the inspiration. And it just seemed like that allowed things to flow.
Well, and I love that, because that was the same conversation I had with somebody last week. I was like, you know, my inner bully wants to tell me, why don't you have this book written already? But it hasn't. Oh, yeah. I wasn't ready, because the ahas and the inspiration and the like, oh, now I know. Now I understand it. I know what it's all about. I didn't have that knowledge a year ago, or even 3 months ago, for that matter. So it's amazing how when we finally show up, that inspired action is so much more powerful than that motivated action. You and I both could have put books out years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
wouldn't have been best-selling books, possibly. I think we have a better opportunity at that now.
Yeah. And, you know, I understand that we always get to be wiser, you know, if we're doing our work or our play, as you like to say, Sabrina. But, you know, the inner processing, the releasing, the illumination, you know, that whole inner work, we always get to be wiser. So ultimately, yes, if I write the same book 5 years from now, I probably even have greater wisdom. So it's not like putting it off forever makes sense. However, you know, getting all the pieces put together, being able to see the forest as well as the trees is really important for having that kind of inspired action. And yeah, I agree. It's like if you have the inspired action, then that will allow the flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'd love to hear from some of our listeners, too, that may feel like they're not necessarily in the flow, but they're standing on the bank and ready to dip their toes in and go.
Right.
They might want to have a little help in releasing some of the resistance that has built up along the way to go with that flow. So our listeners, I'd like to invite you in. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And that number again is 1-800-930-2819. And I know that, you know, we spoke to somebody last week, and what we're talking about, what we want to do on this show is bring about this vibrational coaching. We're these vibrational beings. And, you know, like the wedding for me or the book proposal for both of us, we align, we have a vision of what we want to create. You know, and I have to tell you, the weekend before here in Colorado, we had rain and snow conditions.
Oh, dear.
Seriously. So, you know, that was a possibility. But in my mind, all I saw was the Indian summer that I knew was possible. And actually, my husband and I had it on our wedding on October 30th. So I know it's possible in Colorado.
Right. So and now all sorts of people are going to be calling you, Sabrina, to have you help them manifest good weather.
Well, I have to tell you, I've done it more times than not. People are like, you got to come with us, because I'm like their good luck weather charm.
Right. You, are you willing to move to Seattle?
No. But how many times do I go to Seattle when it's really nice and sunny?
Oh, many times, many times. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, like my mom, she brings the rain to us when she comes.
That's funny. You know, even when we get into that place where we know it's time and we get into this inspired action mode and we get into the flow, it doesn't mean that we don't have moments where we go back to that place of fear. Because for me, I know that I had a few moments where it was like, you know, thinking, oh, wow, I really like what I'm tapping into here. I really like what I'm producing. Okay, that needs to be tweaked, but that's good. And there were a couple of moments like, oh, gosh, is this thing worthwhile at all, you know? Oh, my gosh, who do I think I am to, like, you know, think I have this wisdom? So I had the doubtful voice pop in a few times. And, I mean, doesn't the fear sometimes rear its ugly head?
I think always it rears its ugly head. It does. You know, I mean, it happens because we have courage to move forward and be our authentic selves doesn't mean that we don't have fear. It just means that we move forward in spite of that fear.
Right.
And yes, I mean, I can attest to the same thing. There's definitely times when it is there and it's very present. But I love the fact that when you shift your awareness ever so slightly, just a little bit shift of your awareness to where you're letting go of some of that fear, when it comes back, you notice it. Whereas before, right. I think we're desensitized to it. And it's just such a normal part of our daily lives that we don't even recognize it as fear.
Right. And if you can get into that observer role and you know, in meditation, you automatically get into that observer role where you get to watch your mind, you know, behaving the way minds will, worrying about all sorts of things, wanting to control this, wanting to control that. But even throughout your day, you can sort of step back and say, huh, what's going on within me right now? Oh, this is interesting. Oh, I'm in having a moment of panic. Okay, yeah, this is to be expected. Okay, everything's okay. This is absolutely normal. You know, so there's this duality of the human being experiencing the pain and the fear and the frustration, and then the part that's connected more to the divine that's saying, oh yeah, okay, everything's all right, and this is just absolutely normal.
It is. It's absolutely normal behavior. And it makes me think of the little angel and the devil on each shoulder, you know?
Right, right.
The love and the fear, you know, it's just one, it's a inner force that does sometimes feel like quite a tug of war is happening internally.
It does. It does. And it feels difficult, painful at times, because some of that fear comes from some inner programming that's not very pleasant to face. You know, one of the things I recognized through my process when I was working on my book proposal, when that, you know, that fear came up, you know, who do you think you are? I remember hearing from my mother in particular about not being too smart, not acting like I was too smart, like, okay, it's really important for girls not to shine too much because you want a boy to like you, you know, that sort of thing. And so it's like, whose voice is that in my head that's saying this? You know, and I could recognize, oh, it's some very ancient stuff. And it was born out of fear. You know, my mother had her fears that she passed on to me. And there it was, just getting reproduced within my head, within my mind.
Well, and that's very common for all of us. You know, that's, we aren't born with fear. That's not even a normal part of who we are as the beings that come into this planet to play in this playground. But we do learn. And once you start to have someone constantly feed you that fear over and over again, and usually disguised because they want to be a good, loving parent and they're trying to keep
right.
us safe, you know, pretty soon we have our own set of fears that weren't ours to begin with. But it
yes.
doesn't take long for us to adopt them.
Absolutely. And, you know, that we, you and I talk a lot about the inner voices. And no, we're not talking about schizophrenia here. We're talking about how each of us has normal voices, you know, and most of them are not the authentic voice. Most of them are, you know, come from all sorts of other people. Well, we'd love to hear from our listeners. If you would like some vibrational coaching, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Go Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we were just discussing how you can be going along, business as usual, things are going in the flow, and then all of a sudden something comes up and you feel the fear and you don't necessarily know how to move forward. Well, you know, once you recognize the fear as that information, you can start to analyze it, take that step back, and get the information you need to move forward. But I tell you right now on the planet, it seems like with the shift that's happening on the planet and the energies and different things that are happening as we're being, I think, urged to be ourselves, to really step into our authenticity, sometimes it feels very chaotic. What do you think, Christine?
When people I wholeheartedly agree.
Are feeling like their whole lives are turned upside down, what is your advice?
Well, first of all, to recognize that you're not alone. And, you know, the turned upside down can mean a variety of things. It can mean relationship problems. It can mean suddenly you lose your job or, you know, you don't have the same kind of financial backing that you had before, or you have to change where you're living. Or it could be the crisis before you in terms of what's going on economically within your nation, or, you know, I mean, there's a variety of things. But for some people, it's not even manifesting in such an obvious way. For some, it seems to be like this sense of being unsettled, like something's not quite right and everything looks the same in my life and I don't feel the same about it. So I think that it's really good, first of all, to not suppress it. Secondly, to be aware of it, to recognize it, to welcome it, and to recognize that what's going on is actually an opportunity to shift.
So you just basically look at the information that's in front of you without necessarily getting caught up in the whirlwind. And I love that you're talking about how some people may just feel like something is off. And I've had people, like you mentioned earlier when we were on break, people that you've seen on Facebook posting things, and I've seen that too. They can't pinpoint it. Everything is fine. Nobody's hurt around them, and all right. Their loved ones are safe, but something's not right.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of that going around right now. And, you know, there's actually two paths that I think are really important that everybody must take. One is to detach and to observe and to see that, to get a bird's eye perspective about what's going on and understand that they're processing something. But on the other hand, they also need to process it. I mean, you and I talk a lot about this in our workshop, Sabrina, about how so many people think that emotions are bad, or at least certain kinds of emotions are bad. And so they suppress them, they avoid them, they try to pretend that they don't have them. But that doesn't allow that emotion to move through. And it's really important for that energy to move.
It really is important. And I think you're right. We do suppress so many things. And instead of seeing the emotions as the guidance and the information, it's just the feedback that's giving us the information that we need to move forward and be free from something that's repeating itself over and over again. You know, time and time again, I used to go from one relationship to the next, and I was in the same relationship, just the names and the faces changed.
Right. And I think that's very common.
That vibration.
So what did you do to change that?
Well, eventually I got divorced. And at that point, it was actually when my grandfather passed away and I realized life was too short to be this unhappy. And so that gave me the courage to leave my first marriage. And at that point, I started doing things for myself, which was the first point I had actually started taking care of myself. I was always worried about everyone else and their needs. And that's when I started reading a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And it's all small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was recommended to me by somebody. And I can tell you, it started to make my controlling type A personality feel a little bit more relief of realizing I don't have to figure everything out for everyone else.
Right.
You know, so I just really started to have to take care of myself, because before I was working on everyone else and caring for everyone else. And it was important for me to be in a relationship with someone who actually needed to be saved, so to speak.
Oh, dear. You
know, and I could work on them and not have to my own stuff.
I think that that's very, very common, because it keeps us, as you said, from focusing on our own issues that are arising. It's a great deterrent from seeing what's right in front of our faces.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that's not a place that any good relationship foundation is built upon at all.
Right, right.
But, you know, we can't save anyone. Nobody needs to be saved. But we can work on ourselves, which then means that we can change our own vibration. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened for me, is I found a little bit of self-esteem. And I started feeling a little bit better about the person I was, and a little more deserving to have somebody who really saw me for who I was and cared about me for just me being me, mm-hmm. not for what I was doing for them.
Right. And, you know, you said an important word. At one point, we're talking about seeking relief. That R word, relief, is huge, because I think that sometimes we feel guilty when we want to have relief. The seeking relief is our motivation for moving forward, for growing and becoming more on some level. It's like we want to get out of the uncomfortable to painful situation that we're in. But oftentimes we think of relief as, oh, that pint of ice cream or that shopping spree. But true
relief. Or
that pint
of Jack Daniels, whatever.
That's true, yeah. But it's, you know, relief is, true relief is something that feels good after we do it as well. Not just like 5 minutes after, but 3 days after or the morning after.
Yeah, that sustaining relief. And you don't get that from an external source.
No, you don't. But you can actually do some things that allow you to connect with yourself. So you take time for yourself. You can nurture yourself. And it doesn't mean that, you know, going shopping, for instance, could be a bad thing. If you decide that you really want to get the perfect bath towels, you really want new bath towels, you have fun going and feeling the lovely textures of some of them and staying away from some of the ones that feel rougher, and you're looking at the nuances of color and you're really enjoying it, and you go out and you buy something that you're desperate need of in your home, it's not that that's a bad thing. Doing something like that can actually be sort of in a way to express your authenticity and to give you relief. But it's compare that with a shopping spree, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to binge shopping or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, and it is. It should be something that isn't seeking to numb your emotions, but to entice your emotions. Then you know that you're in the right area.
Right. Yeah. And you know, some people get that by spending time in nature, taking a hot bath by candlelight. You know, some people I know really enjoy cooking. You know, that's the way they like to express themselves, maybe cooking with their family members involved. So there's a variety of things you can do, but the seeking relief is actually a very positive thing.
It is. And yeah, everyone has their own way of doing it. And thank goodness, because there are certain ways that I wouldn't want to share in finding relief, but others find great relief in it. And so everyone needs to find what works for them and know and own that and not have to justify that to anybody. But this is what's important for me.
Right. And I think that there are a lot of people, myself included for many years, who felt guilty about wanting to have relief. It's like we spend so much time caring for others and fulfilling our responsibilities. And, you know, not just as a mom, you know, but also as a healer, it's like sometimes I've pushed that a little too far. And I have to often bring it back to myself. It's like, no, you need to nurture yourself.
Right. It is so important. I think oftentimes it's the mother thing. You said that M word, and that is so right. Fitting because I can tell you when I first, after my rollover accident and the number two item on my list, I was given a list of 8 things. I was told 16 things, but I was given 8 the day, 2 weeks after my accident, of things I need to do in this lifetime before I go back. And the second item was indulgence of self. And that's the one I typically always forget when I'm telling someone about my list, which is very telling in and of itself, right?
Right.
But this whole indulgence of self is something quite foreign to me at the time because I thought, you know, I felt the extreme shortage of time with my children, working full time, yet being this nurturer and caregiver to my family. And when I was home with them, I wanted to spend as much time with them doing the things that they wanted to do and wasn't really worried about my needs. So when I started on this journey of indulgence of self, I can remember my grandmother having a bit of a fit when I was going away for a weekend, a yoga retreat with a girlfriend, and that she found out my husband was going to have to care for the children of all things.
Oh, heavens.
I know. But that was her mentality. It was like, well, it didn't matter that I was working full time. I was still the primary caregiver of the children.
Right.
And that type of belief is handed down, multi-generational. And so it's when you're breaking away from that, it's not always perceived as being a selfless thing that you're doing. It's often told you're being very selfish.
Right. And I think sometimes we get stuck in this perspective that by helping others, that's how we get our worth. And I think it's very healthy and helpful to step away from that and recognize that we are worthy regardless of what it is we are doing for others. And I think that a lot of people have problems sort of facing that, recognizing that, and embracing that. This is Christine Upchurch, and you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to go for a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we would love to connect with you. You can find our Facebook page at Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina, and our website is authenticityrising.com. And Christine, you have a fun seminar coming up this weekend.
I do. This coming weekend, beginning Friday evening, I'm going to be teaching a 111 activation workshop, training other people to facilitate 111 activations for others. And as you know, Sabrina, the 111 activation is something that I co-created with some others and with the help of some higher wisdom. It's an energetic process that allows people to step further into their authenticity, speak their truth more easily. People tend to get greater clarity. There are all sorts of things, all sorts of shifts that people have. And so I have the opportunity to train some others to do this work this weekend.
And that's wonderful. And it is wonderful work. And it really does help people to just really enjoy life and where they're at on their path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you want further information about that, you can get to my website through authenticityrising.com or look at stellarreflections.com as well.
So yeah, if you're in the Washington area, if not, hop on a plane.
As in Washington State, not Washington, D.C., because if you're in Washington, D.C., you're a heck of a long ways away from Seattle. Although I think we've got five or six people who are flying in for this event, and it's at my center, so it's not a very big event. I think we're at least half to a third of the people are going to be flying in from out of state.
Well, I can understand why. You're going to have a lot of fun. But we have this week's Authenticity Rising Dare of the Week.
Yes.
And our show, we've been talking about going with the flow and just, you know, really addressing your fears as they come up and the importance of acting from a state of inspired action versus that motivated action.
Right.
So
motivated action, you're talking about things that are on the to-do list, things that we feel like we really want to accomplish, we have to accomplish. It's more of a should as opposed to a joyous place.
Right. And that's not to say that there aren't things that are on that list that could be incredibly joyous. And that's the whole thing. You can change the way you approach these things. And simply by, you know, taking care of yourself a little bit first, aligning to a project beforehand. You know, the worst thing that you can do is start a project from that place of, I need to do this now. If I don't start working on this now, it's never going to get done. And you're kind of grinding your teeth, trying to figure out how you're going to even approach it because you don't even have the clarity or knowing where you want to even begin.
gosh, when you're saying those things, I can feel the tightening in my solar plexus. It's like, yeah, I could feel the stress. When you're thinking in terms of where you're coming from, if you pay attention to your physical sensations and your emotions, that'll give you information about whether you're coming from a place of inspired action or whether you're coming from that place of should, gotta, have to do it now.
Exactly. That's it. And you and I have both seen the importance of getting into a state of alignment before we approach something. And I think sometimes forget that. But for the most part these days, I tend to remember. And so our dare of the week is we're asking our listeners to take a look at something in their life that might be on that to-do list, something that they've been delaying because they haven't felt like taking care of it. Anything that needs to be taken care of but hasn't been done yet. And when you have that identified, before you even begin, take at least 15 minutes to do something that you enjoy. If it's a walk in nature, if it's meditation, if it is going out for a nice meal, whatever it is, something that really helps you to connect with who you are, and do that before you approach the subject and you start your project. See the difference of the work and what flows from you when you're in that place.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, you're not allowed to just be thinking, in 15 minutes, I've got to do such and such. You know, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. You need to be in the moment and trusting that you'll get to it when the time is right.
Exactly. And it's a whole different state from that place then. And then you tend to, I know I've done this, and I know you have, Christine, as well. And I'm sure many of the listeners out there have had experiences where it seems like they've transcended time and space. They accomplished more in a shorter period of time than what they expected. Yeah. And they do so because they're doing it from a place of alignment and of their true self versus that angry, bitter person that has to do too much for everyone else and doesn't have time for themselves.
Right, right. And when you get into that place, that state of flow, that allows things to unfold with greater ease. And it really is about allowing. I mean, that's a huge piece of this. Being in the flow is about allowing. And you can't allow by forcing it.
No, it's actually the exact opposite, I guess, isn't it?
It is. It is.
I think that's how I used to approach life. I had this visual that I was pushing a boulder uphill.
You probably were.
My oldest nephew, love him to death, and he's in college, and he's an intern this year as well. So he has quite a busy load. And when he arrived in town, I asked him how he's doing. He's like, oh, busy. You know, and I recognized that response, and that was me. And then when he was leaving and I was saying goodbye, and I hugged him goodbye, and I said, you know, I just want you to know, don't work so hard. And he goes, I don't think that's possible. And that was another one of my responses from years ago. And I could see myself in him. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, no, it is possible. Trust me. You have a choice. It doesn't have to be like that. And that's enough that he needs to hear. That's all I need to say.
Right. And when I got this great visual of you pushing the boulder up the hill you were talking about before, and I'm thinking, gosh, and eventually a person gets tired of pushing that boulder up the hill, and eventually the boulder starts to roll down the hill, and it comes rolling right over you.
It really does.
You know, one way or another, things get kind of shifted so that you have to deal with stuff, you know. And for me, years ago, it was facing cancer. That was my motivation to begin to view things differently. And I've had lots of other motivations along the way, but recognize that you can't keep pushing and maintain that forever without there being an effect on your health, your happiness, and, you know, being connected to who you are.
Exactly. And that's why we have so many people that are suffering from some type of disease. And it's really why the pharmaceutical industry is such a multi-billion dollar a year industry.
Right.
Because we're looking for relief to take away the pain of the experiences that we're having when we're just trying to work too hard. There's too much efforting going on.
Right, right. There is a lot of efforting. And, you know, sometimes those, you know, short-term reliefs, types of relief can be helpful. However, you can't just keep dealing with the symptoms without dealing with the underlying cause.
Exactly. You know, you can put a Band-Aid on a severed limb, but it's not going to do too good overall for very long.
What a lovely visual.
I know. Well, I was just trying. I don't want to say a big open gash, but I guess I could. I was trying to. You know, sometimes a Band-Aid can be quite effective. Other times it's not the right tool to have.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, this week, get into a state of alignment before you tackle. You're not going to have to tackle it anymore like you do in football, you know, tackling it. It's going to be a matter of allowing it to unfold with ease. And yes, you have to show up and take some action. And it's really a matter of getting into the flow.
And I would love to hear from the listeners. I'd love to hear anyone that wants to share their experiences of what they can accomplish when they're in the flow. So you can email us at info@authenticityrising.com.
That'd be great. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Thank you, Sabrina, for another fun conversation. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Do the math for all the other time zones in the world. We love you. Come visit us on AuthenticityRising.com and visit us here next week. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.